From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Duka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called for tighter security at all entry points along the Indonesian border to prevent the spread of the new COVID-19 variant Omicron. The Vice President said in a statement on Friday to urge people to follow the health protocols in a disciplined manner and to activate the Peduli Lindungi application to monitor public movement. He added that because this variant has started to come in, they are forcing stricter health protocols, especially wearing masks. House of Representatives DPR Commission 9 urged all regional heads to promptly vaccinate children aged 6 to 11 years to offer optimal protections and to prevent the spread of the Omicron variant. Deputy Chairman of the DPR's Commission 9, Charles Honoris, noted that vaccine stocks for children more than suffice since vaccination has hindered in several regions. Honoris, while monitoring the children's vaccination activity in North Jakarta on Friday, said that DPR urged heads of regions where the vaccination rate is still low to promptly expedite vaccination, including for children. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation at the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation will not increase flight capacity during the 2021 Christmas and 2022 New Year's holiday periods. Director General of Civil Aviation, Novi Rianto, noted that his office had issued circular letter number 111 of 2021 on regulation of community mobility by air transportation during the 2021 Christmas and 2022 New Year's period amid the COVID-19 pandemic, valid from December 24, 2021 to January 2, 2022. Rianto noted in a statement on Friday that during the Christmas and New Year's holiday, no requests were put forward for additional flight capacity or extra flights. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is more transmissible and likely to go undetected during the polymerase chain reaction or PCR test because it has several mutations in regions where cases of the variants are spiking. The researchers from the National Research and Innovation Agency BRIN, Aikman Institute for Molecular Biology, Amin Subandria Kusumo, on Friday said that Omicron is more contagious, although that statement needs to be proven further. He added Omicron is no different than other variants in terms of clinical symptoms. Furthermore, clinical symptoms that occur in most of the infected patients are not severe. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro attended the closing of the 2021 Venezuelan International Tourism Festival of FITFEN on Friday. At the event, Indonesia became the guest of honor. President Maduro conveyed his praise to Indonesia and called Indonesia like a brother. He said that Venezuela was very happy that Indonesia could join the FITFEN this year. In a press statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas, Venezuela, received by Voice of Indonesia on Saturday, President Maduro, when visiting the Indonesian booth, observed the various colorful Indonesian cultures. President Maduro also stated that Indonesia is one of the countries with the strongest economy in the world. Therefore, he said the cooperation of both countries will strengthen in the tourism sector. Let's move on to the international news. Russia said on Friday it wanted a legally binding guarantee that NATO would give up any military activity in Eastern Europe and Ukraine part of wish list of security guarantees it wants to negotiate with the West. Moscow, for the first time, laid out in detail demands that it says are essential for lowering tensions in Europe and defusing a crisis over Ukraine, which Western countries have accused Russia of sizing up for potential invasion after building up troops near the border. Russia has denied planning an invasion. French Prime Minister Jean Castex has warned that the Omicron variant is spreading at lightning speed in Europe and will likely become dominant in French by next year. As quoted by BBC.com, he spoke on Friday, hours before France imposed strict travel restrictions on those entering from the United Kingdom. The UK has so far been the hardest hit in the region, with nearly 15,000 confirmed Omicron cases on Friday. Listener, that was the news. Medan Bobina Sotion received a Smart City Award in the Smart Governance category from the Ministry of Communication and Informatics last Tuesday. This award was handed over by Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny Plate at the Movement Towards Smart City event in Tangerang Banten. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics says that the Medan City government has succeeded in implementing population administration services and the achievement of the preparation of the master plan and implementation of the Smart City Program. After receiving the award, Mayor Bobby Nasution admitted that the Medan City government was developing an effective, efficient, transparent, and accountable regional government integrated service. In addition to maximum public services, the Medan City government is also developing other dimensions of smart cities, including smart economy, smart branding, and smart society. Previously, Minister Johnny Plate said that his side was encouraging the implementation and development of smart cities, which focus on six pillars: smart governance, smart infrastructure, smart economy, smart living, smart people, and smart environment. Next news comes from Dharmasraya, West Sumatra. The community of Dharmasraya, antique bicycle lovers who are members of the Lano community and live in the third stage of the tour, the PDRI. With the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia, which was released at Punjung Island Football Field, Dharmasraya, West Sumatra, last Wednesday. They took part in the 26.92 km route from Pulau Punjung to Mount Medan, turn around at Sikabau, return to the region's office, and finish at the start location again. Other bicycle communities from Padang also joined the group of cyclists, accompanying 60 permanent participants from the military and police. They were released by head of the West Sumatra Tourism Service, Nofrial, and other government officials. On that occasion, Nofrial said that the importance of the tour, the PDRI, was to remind the public of the event as an effort to save the life of the Indonesian state when Soekarno-Hatta was captured by the Dutch in the second Dutch aggressions in 1948. Last news comes from Yogyakarta. The State Islamic University of Sunan Kalijaga, Yogyakarta, in collaboration with artists from the special region of Yogyakarta, is holding an art exhibition with the theme Together in Difference at the campus from 15 to 22 December 2021. Rector of the university, Professor Phil Al-Makin, in a written statement in Yogyakarta last Wednesday, said that this art exhibition, which was held for the first time at the State Islamic University of Sunan Kalijaga campus, is being held to celebrate Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, which means unity in diversity. The work on display are panoramic paintings combined with paintings of Borobudur Temple, Prambanan Temple, temples, mosques, and churches, depicting diversity in religious expressions, which has the same goal as the implementation of the servitude to God Almighty.
Let's start with the incident on December 4, 1977, Malaysia Airlines Flight 653 was hijacked and crashed. Malaysia Airlines Flight 653 using a Boeing 737-286 crashed in Tanjung Kupang, Johor, Malaysia, while trying to land at Changi Airport, Singapore on December 4, 1977. This accident killed all 93 passengers and 7 crew members. This is the third largest plane crash in Malaysia Airlines history after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, which killed 283 passengers and 15 cabin crews, and Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which killed 223 passengers and 17 cabin crews. The plane was en route from Penang to Singapore via Kuala Lumpur and was preparing to land. While in flight, the plane was hijacked and eventually crashed. Among the fatalities, apart from Malaysians, there were also passengers who were citizens of Afghanistan, Australia, Cuba, Canada, West Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Japan, Singapore, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Thailand. These include the Malaysian Minister of Agriculture, Dato Ali Haji Ahmad, head of the Malaysian Public Works Department, Dato Mahfuz Khalid, and the Cuban Ambassador to Japan, Mario Garcia. Moving to 2011, Brazilian football legend Socrates dies. A Brazilian football legend, Socrates Brasileiro Sampaio de Souza Vieira de Oliveira, or known as Socrates, died in São Paulo City, Brazil on December 4, 2011, at the age of 57 years. Socrates' expertise in processing the ball is being accurate and has a broad view on the field. He was also a good player with both feet, a prolific goal scorer, and was described as a brute during the Cold War. His ability to read the game is highly recognized, and his famous movement is the blind heel pass or heel bait without looking. Socrates played and became a captain for the Brazilian national team at the 1982 World Cup. However, Edinho replaced his role as captain at the 1986 World Cup, while Socrates played as a midfielder as usual. He started his professional career in 1974 for Club Botafogo in Ribeirão Preto, but spent his career
which in 1978 to 1984 with Club Corinthians in Sao Paulo, which made him famous for using football against the then ruling military dictator. Conclude with the event in 1881, first edition of the Los Angeles Times newspaper published. The Los Angeles Times is a daily newspaper published in Los Angeles City, California, and circulated throughout the western United States. The first edition of the Los Angeles Times appeared on December 4, 1881. The Los Angeles Times, in terms of circulation, is second in the list of metropolitan newspapers and the fourth most widely circulated in the United States. The daily circulation of the Los Angeles Times reportedly reached 739,000 copies, and it has decreased from its peak period of 1.1 million copies. In addition to the print version, the Los Angeles Times has a new site, latimes.com. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Hujan di mana kini yang kau perlukan
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan received a visit from the U.S. State Secretary Anthony Blinken at his office in Jakarta on Tuesday. During Blinken's first visit to Indonesia, both of them discussed six strategic partnerships in the health sector, investment, trade, infrastructure, climate change, and digital transformation. These are in the spotlight during the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by Minister Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan in the latest upload on his personal Instagram account in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to Minister Luhut, apart from infrastructure and economic recovery, Blinken is strongly committed to establishing partnership with Indonesia, especially in environmental conservation. Therefore, Minister Luhut also emphasized Indonesia's commitment to always maintain the Paris Agreement and net zero emissions, with a focus on policies that care about climate change and emissions reduction. They include restorations of mangroves and peatland, as well as the mechanism of the energy transition from fossil fuels to new and renewable energy. He emphasized that with economic transformation efforts that focus on developing value-added industry, Indonesia will grow stronger post-pandemic. Minister Luhut Panjaitan added that Indonesia will always be a strategic partner for all countries that open up opportunities for cooperation with Indonesia, including the United States. He hopes that there will be room for improvement, like a strategic partnership between the two countries that may bring about positive and real impact on Indonesians. This is in accordance with President Joko Widodo's mandate to his ministers, that a good and respectful partnership relationship will always be pursued for, as long as it has great benefits for the welfare of all Indonesian people. Meanwhile, quoted from maritime.go.id, the U.S. State Secretary Blinken said that his country is ready to cooperate with Indonesia regarding the semiconductor industry and other minerals. Furthermore, he hopes that together both countries can produce efficient cooperation, since there are many things that can be resolved quickly. He agreed that Indonesia has enormous potentials and there are many sectors that can be collaborated with, such as in the investment sector for infrastructure, health, digital, and renewable energy. Blinken also expressed his hope that a number of new collaboration could be established during the series of G20 activities.
Ada yang bernyanyi dan berelegi di balik awan hitam. Semoga ada yang menerangi sisi gelap ini, menanti seperti pelangi setia menunggu hujan reda. Aku selalu suka sehabis hujan.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to Ende District on Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara. Not only blessed with beautiful natural panoramas, Ende is also blessed with local wisdom, such as art, culture, tradition, and traditional food. If one day you can travel again, there is one area with a complete tour package, namely West the Tusoko Village. The location is only 33 kilometers from Ende City and 45 minutes from Ende Airport. The village, which has an ecotourism concept, is a buffer for Kelimutu Lake and the main entrance to Kelimutu National Park. This village offers a natural panorama in the form of terraced rice fields, hills, valleys, to plantation areas. Listener, when visiting this village, you will be welcomed with a traditional dance. Then you will be invited to enter a traditional house and enjoy sirih pinang or betel nut, cigarettes, and moke or local mocktail as a symbol of traditional welcome from the Rini Datusoko tribe. In order to get to know the local culture better, you will also be invited to tour the house and be explained about symbols in the traditional house, the role of the traditional house, the traditional structure, and various information about local culture. In addition to the welcoming dance, in the studio, Sangualu dance is also usually performed. It is a dance passed down from generation to generation from the ancestors. When visiting the tourism village of West De Tusoko, there are many activities. Even each hamlet has its own uniqueness and different tourism attractions. For example, rice field tours and river tours, as well as visiting traditional villages in Wolono Hamlet, waterfalls and old villages in Wolobudu Hamlet and Pemonago Hamlet, and horticultural tourism in Nuagiu Hamlet. Uniquely, this tourism village is terraced rice fields which has different size. If you walk along the rice fields, you'll find a colorful Kalilowaria bridge. The village also has a tour of the Ae Oka De Tusoko hot spring, which contains sulfur and is believed to cure skin diseases. Listener, you can also take part in rice field activities with local farmers or see the processing of traditional coffee process. During the coffee harvest season, around August to September, you can participate in harvesting coffee, processing coffee with various techniques, visiting a coffee drying house, seeing traditional roasting, and cupping typical De Tusoko coffee. De Tusoko village also has a hangout place called Le Palio Cafe. You can enjoy a variety of local foods and drinks while looking at the refreshing view of the rice fields. Actually, there are many tour packages offered by this village manager and you can choose which one you like. One of them is the One Day Be a Farmer. The activities start in the morning, such as feeding livestock such as chickens, pigs, goats, and cows. Then drinking coffee, having breakfast, and trying sirih pinang or betel nut. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Food waste is still a big problem for all of us. According to a United Nations report, around 1.03 billion tons of food is wasted every year. The existence of this food waste problem gave a young entrepreneur from Luwuk, Central Sulawesi, Marcel Tansil Tungka, an idea to develop his business called Yum.it. Yum.it is an application developed by Marcel Tansil Tungka. In the application, he gathers various food business owners and helps sell excess food stocks, of course still fit for consumption. At discounted prices, they are profitable for consumers. Simply put, this application sells food from merchants at a discounted price or at a lower price while helping to save excess food stocks from becoming waste. In the process of developing Yum.it, Marcel first conducted research. From the data obtained, it was found that the main sources of food waste are in restaurants, bakeries, supermarkets, hotels, even from poor food management such as houses also being a contributor to food waste. From here, yam.it comes as a solution to be able to help sell food that is suitable for consumption at discounted prices with the hope that the food will be distributed properly. Since its launch in 2020, yam.it itself has succeeded in helping more than 3 tons of food that has the potential to become food waste. Of course, it is hoped that yam.it can continue to help manage excess food stocks so they don't become waste and support the realization of 4 important points in the Sustainable Development Goals, namely reducing hunger, realizing sustainable cities and communities, realizing responsible consumption and production processes in saving the environment. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Jadikanlah
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai hong zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Rindu Malam to be sung by Kartina Dahari. The song tells about a person who wakes up in the silence of the night because she remembers her lover. The feeling of longing she felt makes her heart flutter. She sang a longing song as a healer of the heart. Well, listener, here is Kartina Dahari with a keroncong song entitled Rindu Malam. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mawar merah
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.